More than 3 out of 4 sexual assaults are never reported to police. And of those that are, only a fraction are convicted. Those were findings from a months-long collaborative investigation that included WUNC News. In North Carolina, a backlog of sexual assault evidence collection kits has contributed to the low number of prosecutions. But Jason DeBruin reports there are even bigger hurdles, primarily a lack of services for victims immediately after they survive an attack. And a note to listeners, this story contains some sensitive descriptions.
When victims of sexual assault come to an emergency department, they are often met by a nurse and taken to a private room. At Rex Healthcare, that might be Erin Stanley, a certified sexual assault nurse examiner. She shows me a box and describes how she walks the victim through everything she's doing.
So I have with me an actual sexual assault kit, which I am going to open right now.
She ripped through the seal on the shoebox-sized kit with a ballpoint pen and shook the lid free.
And go over the contents.
These kits help collect important evidence about the assault.
To kind of give a background, the kit is not to diagnose rape. It is not to diagnose sexual assault. It is to collect evidence that can be used in a case for prosecution.
Some have taken to calling these rape kits, but nurses hate that term. Not only does it focus on the criminal act, it fails to highlight the important evidence collected during the examination. Stanley unpacked the contents of the box.
First, you're going to collect clothing. So we have a paper bag. It's just a standard paper bag that you put all of their external clothing in.
Then comes the cheek swabs to gather DNA.
Basically, you take a Q-tip and you would rub it on the inside of their mouth.
It can take up to 4 hours to collect all the evidence, and the steps become more invasive, like gathering evidence from pubic areas.
If they shave, we can usually skip this part. Sometimes I will still run the comb over to see if I can catch any debris. That's basically the idea, and you just comb to try to get any debris that you can, and you do that very gently.
Survivors may decline any parts of the exam, and Stanley says she keeps the most invasive parts until the end.
After that, you'll do the vaginal exam or the penile exam.
It's important that forensic nurses remember the information in the kits could be used at trial.
Now, each one of these steps is put into a separate envelope and is labeled and signed by the person who collected it, because this is evidence. So I have to sign that I am the only person who touched this. I am the one who collected it.
Chain of custody is important as well. And the kits must be sealed and stored in secure locations, either at a warehouse or directly with police. Despite the potentially valuable evidence in these kits, thousands across the state remain untested. Attorney General Josh Stein has made it a priority to clear that backlog.
The untested sexual assault kits that are on local law enforcement shelves all across North Carolina represent one of the biggest threats to public safety we face in the state.
Forensic nurses applaud that effort, but say there is a bigger problem. Emergency departments play a critical role in healthcare, but they aren't the ideal setting for survivors of a sexual assault, and they don't have enough specially trained forensic nurses to deal with the complex trauma of sexual assault survivors. Lauren Schwartz works at the Solace Center in Wake County, a refuge for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. She says the state needs more forensic nurses with special training, like sexual assault nurse examiners, or SANEs.
Forensic nurses receive extensive amounts of training and education to provide the specialty care to survivors. SANEs also have a really good fundamental understanding of the dynamics of violence and the dynamics of sexual assault and what kind of long-term health consequences can ensue from that.
The special training includes knowing the right questions to ask or a better understanding of the psychological and emotional trauma that often accompanies sexual assault. Kathy Rossi is the forensic nursing program coordinator for Cone Health in Greensboro. She has advocated for more specially trained hospital personnel for more than 2 decades.
In North Carolina, let me go ahead and preface things and say that we're about 20 years behind the rest of the country when it comes to how we handle and take care of our patients with sexual assault.
Emergency departments are geared toward life and death situations.
And unfortunately, those who are not actively dying or in danger of dying are not prioritized. And that is where the majority of sexual assault patients fall. So you walk into an emergency department that's not set up to care, okay, for these patients.
In ERs without SANE on staff, personnel don't always recognize the trauma these survivors are experiencing, and they might have less experience collecting evidence.
If you present and there's no forensically trained nurse available, you're going to have someone who's not been trained to identify, collect, and preserve your evidence, okay? So right there, you're at a disadvantage because they don't know what to look for, they don't know how to package it, they don't know how to collect it.
Rossi and other forensic nurses say that there just aren't enough of them to go around. Even if a hospital does have a SANE on staff, he or she often has other nursing responsibilities as well. So, if a victim comes to the ER at midnight, that SANE might work with her for hours just to turn around and start the normal shift again at 8 a.m.
And they become frustrated because you can only try to do good work for so long when you're going unrecognized and you're not supported.
Burnout among forensic nurses is already high, and without the proper support from their health systems, Rossi says it only pushes SANEs out the door faster.
It is heartbreaking sometimes because I see the passion and I see these younger nurses coming up and they want so desperately to make a difference and make a change and create something. And I do sometimes see successes, but they're rare.
Rossi and her colleagues support the efforts to clear the backlog of evidence kits. But more than that, they want more support for hospital staff who help sexual assault survivors in their time of need. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.